Good morning. This is Radha, and this is Sundays with Sucharita for Sunday, January 31st. And I'm just here today because it turns out that Sucharita is traveling in India, and she thought she might be able to get to a place with good enough telephone or internet access where she could lead the call. But it looks like she's not on Skype, and it looks like she's not in a place where she can be with us today. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of info that will help you to connect with Dr. Pillai today and tomorrow, as Dr. Pillai's birthday is tomorrow, February 1st. And so it's actually a really powerful time to connect with his energy and to receive the grace of the Guru. And so we're going to post on the blog and then also email out to you a quick guide to receiving the Guru's grace. You might already have seen this on one of the Facebook groups or Yahoo groups, but if not, it's a really nice guide that that someone in the organization put together. And I'll just go through that like really quickly, the most powerful practices you could do to connect with Dr. Pillai today and tomorrow. But first, I just want to remind you that Dr. Pillai is going to have a two-hour live birthday call today. It's going to be 4:30 p.m. Pacific time and then 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. And if you choose to participate in this, this is a paid service. I just looked on PillaiCenter.com recently, a few minutes ago, and it's still available. Let's see, it's also available on AstroVed.com. And we'll give you the links in the blog and newsletter, although it's pretty easy to find. It looks like it costs $177, and there's a two-hour call live with Dr. Pillai, and then they'll also send you afterwards a three-dimensional cube with Dr. Pillai's picture, and that's really fun. I got one last year, and it's a lot like having a statue of Dr. Pillai. They currently don't have the statues available for purchase. They did a number of years ago, like bronze statues, which are very powerful. But this is like a really powerful thing too. It's like I don't know what material it is. It's kind of looks like crystal, but I'm sure it's not. And it has like a laser image of Dr. Pillai inside of the cube, and it's just a small thing you could hold in your hand. You could have it on your desk or in your altar. And so that's one thing that goes with the package. And then also you get the Shreem Brzee Yantra, a small one, a 2-inch one, and that's for prosperity. And then you get to be included into a special Ganesha Fire Lab during Dr. Pillai's birth star birthday. That just means not his actual day of birth, February 1st. It just, your birth star birthday is the day that your birth star falls on for this year, that's closest to your actual date of your birthday. So his birth star being Purvabhadrapada, it'll just be the Purvabhadrapada day that's closest to February 1st. I don't have the calendar in front of me, so I'm not sure what that date is. And then also, it sounds like Dr. Pillai will give a practice to do, like a mantra or some practice to do, that all of us can do from home, and this will help us to connect inwardly with him while he's going on this week or two long journey to his birthday trip to all the different temples and energy vortexes. It also includes 10,008 mantra writing of Om Dattatreya Shiva Baba, and that's a really neat thing because it's like outsourcing your mantra writing. You create a job for a person in a village in India who works for AstroVed, and they can work from home. They do the mantra writing, and periodically they'll go into the AstroVed office and they'll give the notebooks of the mantra writing, and they do this mantra writing in your name, and so you get the benefits of writing a mantra because writing a mantra is a really powerful way of practicing it. It's like it kind of like manifests it easier in a way, because writing is like something physical. You're creating something physical with it. And you're also creating a job for a person who really needs it, and they also receive a lot of benefits because they're doing the writing. So anyway, just wanted to let you know this is Dr. Pillai's birthday call package. If this is something that you feel inspired with, and that if it works with your schedule and your budget. But then there's also another wonderful opportunity, which is Dr. Pillai is going to have a free fire lab, and it's he calls it a destiny changing birthday fire lab. Astrobed is actually going to be performing it. That's going to be tonight at 7:30 p.m. Pacific or 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. And this is free for everyone to participate in, so it's really great. You could just log on to Astrobed or their Astrobed's YouTube channel at the time and watch it. But if you sign up on astrobed.com now, you can just put your name, and they print out all the names of the people, and they'll offer that into the fire. Or you can also make a donation if you like, but you don't have to. So these are really great ways to connect with Dr. Pillai. And then, let's see, I'm just going to go over the quick guide to receiving the Guru's grace really quickly. And we'll send this to you in an email very shortly and put it on the blog too. But basically, Dr. Pillai says that he has a recent quote, which is, "The more I meditate, you will be transformed. Those of you who I consciously think about, people who have put their faith in me, I am bound by your faith, and I am obligated to you." So, let's see, in the quick guide, it mentions that, an enlightened master is like the most valuable resource you can ever have. And when you develop a personal connection with an enlightened guru such as Dr. Pillai, you can benefit from their consciousness, and their consciousness is firmly established in the three O's, omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. Sorry. omniscience is the power to know everything and the highest intelligence. And then omnipresence is the power to be present and accessible at all times, everywhere. That's why Dr. Pillai is available to us everywhere, and we can connect to him anywhere we are, any time of the day or night. And then omnipotence is the power to do anything and create or manifest anything. So if you chant, it would be a great idea to chant Dr. Pillai's Mula Mantra. That's the mantra we had playing before the call started. And it really connects you with him and his energy, and calls on his blessings and divine grace into your life. And that's the mantra, Om Aim Harim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sakuru Babaya Swaha. And there's actually a practice that you can do called Avatar Arti, and you'll see it on the quick guide. And basically, you just light a ghee lamp or candle. A ghee lamp is probably preferable, but if you just have a candle, that's fine. Use what you have. And then you offer the light. You know, you hold it in your right hand and move it in a circular motion in front of the image of Dr. Pillai, or if you have that little cube with his image, or if you have the hologram cube, or if you have a statue or a picture that you printed out from the website. And then you offer the light to him as you chant the Mula Mantra. And then there's a couple great videos on YouTube where you can hear Dr. Pillai chanting the Mula Mantra, and you can just chant along. So as you're doing this, you visualize a column of divine light coming down from heaven. This is the grace light, and it's piercing into your head, in your body, and it's filling your body, your mind, your spirit, your environment, everywhere in the world. And then you make a sincere prayer to receive the Guru's grace and blessings and to acquire the ultimate goal of a light body. And so this would be a great practice to do whenever you like, today and tomorrow and every day, but it'll be especially powerful. Because there are about three times that are the best to access the Guru's grace, and one of them is the Guru's birthday. So we're in this time period. And then the other one is the full moon of the Guru that happens each summer in around sometime in July. And that's when the sun is in Cancer. It's the full moon when the sun is in Cancer. And then, and also every Thursday. So it happens every week. That's because Thursdays are ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is known as a guru. And also, if you can keep track of the horas, that each planet rules a hora every day, Jupiter horas are also good. And also, probably one of the most powerful ways to connect with the Grace Light and Dr. Pillai is through compassion and helping others. For example, feeding those who don't have enough to eat. And Dr. Pillai started Tripura Foundation quite a few years ago, and the goal of Tripura Foundation is to end the suffering of all those who suffer from poverty. And it's not just to alleviate the suffering, but actually eradicate the suffering of the poor. And Dr. Pillai, if you feel so much gratitude towards Dr. Pillai for the changes he's made in your life and want to give him a birthday gift, the thing that means the most to him is to perform an act of charity. And this is also what will bring you closer to your own highest evolution. And so he has a dream. There was an email, or there were some emails that came out recently about this, that Dr. Pillai has a long-held dream that if everyone in the United States gave $1 a day to care for the poor people, then we could remove the suffering of the poor in the world. And so Tripura Foundation is a great way to donating to them is a great way to help alleviate the suffering of the poor. So they ask for a gift of anything you'd like to give, a donation towards this, or you know, if you want to give a gift of $365, that's a dollar a day. It's like a symbol of your commitment to removing the suffering of others and connecting with Dr. Pillai's birthday blessings. And whenever we do the selfless service, the helping someone who needs help, it's like the most powerful thing that allows us to receive the grace light, and to transform. And here are some of the things that Tripura Foundation does with the donations. They maintain the Hope Centers, and they're open more Hope Centers where some of the poorest children get a chance to learn the phonemic intelligence and totally transform their consciousness and learn how to get a good career, learn how to manifest positively, and to be to contribute positively in the world. And also starting industries where widowed women can learn skills, entrepreneurial skills, to start a small business to support themselves, especially on Rameshwaram, which is where Dr. Pillai will be. It is, you know, right now, that's where he was born, the island where the water has the property of removing karma. But to help the people there where there's not very many jobs at all to learn a skill and to get something that they can support themselves and their children. And then they do, they're hosting feedings where they distribute meals to the poor. And Dr. Pillai says this is, you know, one of the highest acts of charity is to feed someone who's hungry. And then also giving new clothes to the needy women and children, because a lot of the women are widowed because their husbands had been killed in the war that they had over the past many years, like a civil war. So this is the most wonderful thing to feed hungry people, to help Dr. Pillai end poverty worldwide. And he has a quote. Here's a quote from Dr. Pillai. Compassion is God's job. When you are doing God's job, God is with you because you are caring for his own creation. Whenever you are an act of compassion, you have really become the chosen person or close to God. Compassion is love. Compassion for other people is the greatest transformational energy. There is no power greater than love. Compassionate people overflow with love. Charity and being compassionate melts the heart of God. So that basically is a quick guide in a nutshell of how to connect and receive the Guru's grace on this during this birthday time of Dr. Pillai. And so we'll get this info out to you via email on the blog ASAP, and then hope to see you virtually at the birthday fire lab tonight at 7:30 p.m. Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. And I think we'll just sign off for now, and then hopefully Sucharita will be in a place where she can lead the call next week. So we'll just look forward to hearing from her then and about all of her spiritual adventures in India. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll just see you in the ether, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.